Well, here's a switch. We're going to be nice to Steve Perry.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Yeah, we've been hitting on him pretty hard. The fact that he wouldn't talk to Neil Sean, he wouldn't accept his emails, and he didn't know if he's going to go, and he wasn't going to play with the guys. However, he did something very nice. He acknowledged his replacement in the band.
I must give a complete shout-out to someone who sings his heart out every night, and that's Arnel Pineda. Where are you, Arnel? Where are you? Well, you must be backstage. To Arnel, I love you. Where is he, right there? Woo! Hi, Arnel. Thank you.
To continue this gushy moment, Arnel said, after he gave Steve Perry a hug, one of the sweetest hugs you can ever get from one of my heroes and silent mentors. It means the world to me. I waited 35 years for this moment. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you so much, Mr. Steve Perry, for your priceless words and graciousness. Ooh, man, I'm diabetic. That's no good. So, bands that don't get along, even though they pretend to get along, ARW, Anderson, Raven, and Wakeman, former Yes, will now start to bill themselves as Yes, featuring John Anderson, Trevor Raven, and Rick Wakeman. Yes, it's a long title. The problem is there is already another Yes. Yes with Steve Howe and Alan White. So there's going to be two bands named Yes touring. And the second Yes says, contrary to what you have heard, Yes has no plans to tour with the guys from ARW next year. We do, however, have our own exciting plans to celebrate Yes's 50th anniversary. Blah, blah, and blah. James Hetfield doesn't want to work with Lady Gaga anymore. When they got together, I mean, it was a little bit of a disaster from a technical standpoint, but they seemed to do very well. Lars Ulrich said she's the quintessential fifth member of the band. James Hetfield says, I have no interest. He went on to say nice things about her, but I have no interest.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.